This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're done yet.
This country says they're a terror group. Do you agree? And should they stay in
Listen,
power?
Listen, I do not approve, support, or welcome Hamas.
Are they a terror group?
Everybody knows what they are.
Are they a terror group?
Look, Piers.
Can you say it?
Piers, can we have a discussion?
Can you say it?
Can we have a discussion?
Can you call them a terror group?
Jeremy. Can we have a discussion?
Can you call them a terror group?
Is it possible to have a rational discussion
with
you?
Are you prepared to call Hamas a terror group?
Is it possible to have a rational discussion with
you?
Is it possible? Come on, answer that question.
You can't, can you?
You answer it.
No, it's my show. You answer my question. Are Hamas a terror group?
Listen, can I...
Are they a terror group?
Piers, can I speak?
Answer the question.
Can I speak?
Are they a terror group?
Piers.
No.
If you let me speak...
Are they a terror group?
If you'll let me speak...
...at start. Mohammed, let me ask you about Hamas.
I want to first, before you do that, I want to commend you, Piers, honestly, because bringing me on for the second time, I have to commend you. And the fact that you actually condemned the settlements is very good. But people want to know, do you think the IDF are a terrorist organisation?
No.
You don't think they're a terrorist
organisation?
Okay, well, if you look at the UN definition of terrorist organisation, they say killing civilians for political
reasons. So you're asking my opinion.
No, but if the UN definition, according to the UN definition, is killing civilians for political objectives, why are they not terrorist organizations?
Well, you've asked me a straight question. I don't think they are a terror organization.
So when you see babies like this, the ones who kill babies like this are not terrorists.
It's horrific.
So the people who kill babies like this are not terrorists.
Well, let me respond.
Yes.
Let me respond. I believe Israel has a right to defend itself.
Okay.
I agree that they need to get rid of Hamas.
In this way?
Who are terror groups.
In this way?
Well, here's the quandary for me morally, right?
Why is it a quandary, though?
I'll tell you why.
With Hamas, it's not a quandary.
I'll tell you why, because in war, when you declare war, as Britain did with the Nazis...
100-to-1 ratio.
No,
100-to-1.
There are
combatant to non-combatant ratio.
There are
ratio.
A far higher number of children in Gaza, proportionate to population, than almost anywhere in the world.
Piers,
so when they go after
give
Hamas...
Give me a chance.
Very sadly... Mohammed, let me finish.
No.
Very sadly...
You are the one who insisted on equal time. I never did, but you will not respect equal time.
I will come to you literally in 30 seconds.
He's going to ask you.
In 30 seconds, I'll come to you.
He's going to come to you afterwards.
Let me finish, please. I am
Calm
in charge
down.
Here, Mohammed. So my final point on this is, unfortunately, in war, civilians
100
get killed.
100-to-1 ratio.
Yes.
100-to-1 ratio.
Yes, they get killed.
No, not 100-to-1 ratio. It's an
civilians
unacceptable ratio.
Civilians get killed.
Piers, listen.
Rabash, really, in you come.
You know, Piers, can I say respectfully, and I mean this as no insult, I'm amazed that you're intimidated by this man. I feel, with all due respect, if I can speak.
I wouldn't objective. However, on a moral and theological, philosophical level, I agree with Rosalind Higgins, who was the justice of the International Criminal Court, right? The Court of Justice, ICJ, a British justice. By the way, she was a Holocaust survivor as well. She was Jewish.
Yeah.
And her position is that she believes that the word terrorism or terrorist is actually useless. And she says that it's... I'm putting to her...
Can you answer my question?
Let me finish.
So I'm answering your question. So I'm saying that as a moral construct, I think it's a neo-colonial social construct used by people in order to label some people as terrorists and other people as not. So as a moral category, I don't designate it as a moral category.